John 17, summing up, what did we learn from Jesus' prayer? I would like to summarize my thoughts about John chapter 17 and try to share practically what I learned about prayer. As pointed out at the beginning of our study, the chapter can be outlined as follows. Verses 1 to 5, Jesus prays for himself. Verses 6 to 19, Jesus prays for his disciples. And verses 20 to 26, Jesus prays for all believers. I listed in the meditation questions, two questions to help us reflect on John chapter 17. Meditation question one, what did Jesus pray for his disciples, and how can we pray for our disciples? Meditation question two, from this prayer in John chapter 17, what do we know is important to Jesus and to the Father? I will share my thoughts on these meditation questions in this session. We have covered each passage verse by verse and have learned much from our study. Now I'd like to emphasize three general principles about prayer that I see in John chapter 17. One, Jesus prayed for his disciples. Two, prayer is communion with God. And three, Jesus' prayer focused on the Father. Number one, Jesus prayed for his disciples. Jesus prayed for his disciples in John chapter 17. The requests Jesus made in this prayer are listed below. Verses 1 to 5, glorify your Son that your Son may glorify you. Verse 11, keep them through your name that they may be one. Verse 15, keep them from the evil one. Verse 17, sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. Verses 21 to 23, make them, may they all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Verse 24, Father, I desire for them to be with me where I am and see my glory. And in verse 26, I will make you known to them that your love may be in them and I in them. After studying Jesus' prayer in John 17, how should we pray? I do not think we need to mechanically pray through each of the points in this prayer daily. However, we should pray for the people we are discipling, and we should understand the importance of the requests Jesus prayed for, and pray for disciples and co-workers in the same way as the Spirit leads us. Number two, prayer is communion, fellowship with God, not just asking for things. Jesus did not make that many requests in these 26 verses. He did make requests, but we can see in the prayer that he was communing with his Father. Jesus talked with his Father and told them many things. For example, he told the Father that he had revealed the Father to his disciples and that they believed he was sent by the Father. Of course, the Father already knew these things that Jesus was saying. Jesus was not informing the Father of things he did not know. Jesus was communing with his Father. Jesus was talking with his Father about his disciples and about people who would believe in him and about glory. Prayer is not just asking God for things. Prayer is communion with God. It is fellowship with him. We can talk with the Father about anything like Jesus did in this prayer. The Father already knew what Jesus prayed about, just as he knows everything we pray about. Prayer is talking with God. More importantly, prayer is communing with God. Jesus expressed his heart, faith, hopes, and dreams to his Father in this prayer. The important thing in prayer is to understand the heart of the heart of Jesus and the heart of the Father for us. As we commune with the Father and talk with him, we come to a deeper understanding of his heart and his will. The third principle that I observed, Jesus' prayer focused on the Father and what is important to him. Jesus prayed to his Father. Jesus His Father is the central focus of this prayer in John 17. The Father, Jesus, and the disciples were the primary subjects of his prayer. For example, in verses 6 to 8 refer to the disciples seven times, to Jesus eight times, and to the Father nine times. However, if we reread John 17, we will find that almost everything Jesus said centered on his Father. Knowing what is important to Jesus and his Father will guide us when we pray. If we don't know what is important to Jesus and his Father, praying according to his will be difficult. I've listed several things I learned from John 17 about what is important to Jesus and his Father. It is important to Jesus and the Father that Jesus and the Father be glorified. It is important to Jesus and the Father that eternal life is knowing the Father and Jesus. The disciples' relationship with Jesus, with the Father, and with one another is important to Jesus and the Father. It is important to Jesus and the Father that Jesus makes his name known and reveals the Father to us. It is important to Jesus and the Father that the disciples be sanctified and protected from evil. It is important to Jesus and the Father that those who believe in Jesus be one with one another through the mutual indwelling of Jesus and the Father, so that the world will believe. And it is important to Jesus and the Father that the Father's love be in us and that Jesus live in us. As we continue to read and meditate on John 17, may our hearts understand what is important to Jesus and the Father when we pray. Let's pray. Father, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray for our disciples, co-workers, and friends. Teach us to commune with you in prayer. Thank you that we can talk with you about anything, that you listen and understand us. Teach us to focus on the Father in prayer and to understand your heart for us and for people. May we understand what is important to you and pray according to your heart and plans. May you be glorified in us and through us. May your love be in us, and may Jesus live in us. May we be one as you are one by your love and by your indwelling presence. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. In Christ's name, amen.